ants and what a careful dissection of their necks can tell us about how their queens behave. Roberto Keller.
These insects are very strong. They're able to carry things around that are much bigger and heavier than them, 30 times their own weight. So what is it in their anatomy that allows them to do this? And of course, the other question was, well, if you have a system where you are producing queens and workers and each of them are doing different behaviors within a colony, how is it that their anatomy is optimized to the tasks they're going to be doing? No?
So tell us a bit about the experimental method. What did you do to try to explore this question?
So it was two parts. We wanted to describe what are the differences in the anatomy between the queens and the workers. And for that, we looked for different species we collected in the field. We also went to museums. And we'll basically do dissections and take photographs of the different muscles and try to see which muscle corresponds to which one in the worker and the queen and see how are they different. We wanted to quantify these differences. So we went and measured the different segments in the thorax of queens and workers of many different species. Once we established that there is a pattern of differences, we wanted to know if these differences is something that all ants have. So we carefully choose species that will represent all the different groups of ants that are known and try to see if the differences we first established were present in all these species.
What were the differences that you saw?
On the one hand, the fact that the segments in the thorax of the queen will match their behavior, meaning the first segment is not very large because they are not lifting things around. The second segment is very large because they are flying away and they have all these wing muscles. And in the workers, the first segment is always very large because they will be using their head as a crane to carry things around. And so they need this very, very strong neck and shoulders, whereas they all have a very reduced second segment. While we start doing this survey, we find out another thing that we were not expecting. And that's that queens in ants across species are not all the same. The first segment, the one that has the neck muscles, in some queens is very, very reduced. But in certain queens, the first segment was enlarged. It was never as big as workers, but was certainly much more enlarged than in the other type of queens.
Is there something in the behavior of those queens that would be a reason for that?
By the time I was doing this work, I have a collaboration already established with Christian Peters, and he's specialist in ant behavior. So one day when I started showing these patterns of the different queens, he suddenly jumped and realized that it appears that the difference in the anatomy of the queen was a reflection also of certain differences we already knew that existed in the behavior of the queens. And this difference is that the majority of the queens you will see around, when they are virgin, they will fly away from the nest, mate with a male, then go to the ground, shade the wings, and burrow themselves and start a new colony by themselves. Now, what the queen do is that it never leaves this nest to look for food. What it does is it metabolizes the huge wing muscles that she will not longer use, and she will use that to feed the first generation of workers. Now, the other type of behavior that is more primitive is that queens will do something similar, but then they will go out and hunt and look for a piece of food to feed the first generation of workers.
So can I speculate then that the ones that do this more primitive hunting behavior don't have this enhanced musculature that they're then going to use to feed the colony? So they have a smaller section compared with the ones that do feed the colony off their own muscles.
Yeah, so that's exactly the case. The ones that go and hunt, they have a slightly bigger first segment that will help them hunt and carry things around. But because they will not metabolize their wing muscles, their second segment is not very large. Whereas the ones that do metabolize the wing muscles have a huge second segment with huge wing muscles that are not only used for flight, but of course there are proteins that can be used for establishing the colony.
So, by studying the neck structure of the queen, you can work out whether she's one of the hunting-type species or a non-hunting type, which can spare you the need to do sometimes very laborious field studies. That was Roberto Keller from the Gulbenkian Institute in Portugal.